Thank you, Steve. Did you mention that Kim Gordon is stuck in some heavy-duty traffic?
Well, she's out reporting on the traffic in the snow today. She's on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
I think right around Irving Park and the Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
She'll get in eventually. Just some hard-hitting investigative work when she arrives.
Yes.
Someone else who's stuck in traffic.
Our friend Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com, scheduled to be in studio, but he'll make 50 cents less today because he's on the phone instead of live with us. Kurt, what's wrong? Are you stuck?
I am on top of the Mariano's roof at Sheridan Road because traffic was not moving, so I
really?
Just pulled off. So I can do this by phone, yeah.
You say, wow, that's a spin out.
Yes, it is.
And it's because of snow, but it's not because, I don't know, everybody's slow.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how to drive in the snow around here.
That first snowfall of the year,
we're
notorious. Yeah, it takes a little bit of getting used to.
Like right. 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right, well, stay up there. Yeah. Be safe up there.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Kurt, we started the show, Wendy and I started out talking about the sex scandal that is rocking show business. Louis C.K., some heavy allegations against him from 5 different women. How will this affect his career? Does he still have a career?
Maybe not. He's lost several projects. I just saw that this morning, Netflix dropped all of his already made stand-up specials that were streaming on the service, like even the old ones. So they just sort of wiped him from the service.
HBO's doing the same thing with his on-demand stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a movie he wrote, directed, starred in that now they're talking about will they release it or not. They canceled the world premiere. There's all kinds of things going on with him. FX is where he's had 5 shows in the past 8 years. He's worked there for 8 years. They're looking into it because they've never had allegations of misconduct at their workplace.
Like, all right, so tell me this, Kurt. When Bill Cosby had his situation a couple of years ago, everybody was very, very slow to eliminate his work. You know, you could see the Cosby Show almost any time of the day or night on some channel, and it took months and months and months before the networks privately said, you know what, maybe we got to not show this anymore. With Louis C.K., this happened overnight.
Well, times they are a-changing, right? I mean, he's not even the first in this latest round. I mean, Ed Westwick has BBC now has canceled. He's been accused of raping 2 women.
And who is this again?
Ed Westwick. He used to star in the.
Is it Gossip Girl?
Yeah, Gossip Girl. That's right.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to do this holiday season special, Ordeal by Innocence, on BBC. They canceled that, and they've taken him out of the series White Gold, which was filming. Like they've sort of suspended him from that, and possibly just will get rid of him.
What about Jeremy Piven's series on CBS? What are they doing with that? Do we know yet?
I haven't heard anything from CBS, but he claims that it's all, you know, false stuff, totally fabricated and everything. But I haven't heard any CBS reaction yet. But even now, a former Mad Men writer is accusing Matthew Weiner of sexual harassment from 2008.
Hmm.
We're not going to hear the end of this for a long time. No. I have a feeling.
No, this is going to happen a lot, and it's going to be one of the situations. I saw somebody tweeted yesterday that, you know what, we're not going to have any male stars or creators left in Hollywood to create those things because everybody's getting accused.
The other thing that happened yesterday, Kurt, that I don't remember ever happening. We talked about this with Dean Richards to some extent yesterday. Is Kevin Spacey had filmed some scenes for a movie that's supposed to be released in December, so now they're quickly going in and they're taking another actor, Christopher Plummer, and having him redo all of Kevin Spacey's scenes, and that movie's coming out. It's scheduled to come out in 5 or 6 weeks. That's acting really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, you know, no production company or studio or whatever really wants to have that tainted, you know,
it's box office poison.
I mean, and that's why, like, this, you know, the streaming services have dumped some stuff, and you know, it's all sort of their optics and their success too is tied in with all the stuff. But you know,
when the allegations for Bill Cosby came out, you know, it took a while for the reruns of The Cosby Show to be taken off the air, and he got a lot of his awards taken away. But now it's like there is no room for finding out whether these allegations are true or false. Just when it hits the news, they're done.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
and good for it.
Yeah. I mean, some of them I think are, you know, I think maybe people feel, well, that's irrefutable, you know, even though formal case has been brought against somebody. But like the Louis C.K. thing, I remember there was a Louis episode where it said, like, he was on some talk show or something, and it said Louis, and then it said comedian/masturbator.
I remember that. I hadn't thought about that, but I remember that.
And, you know, but there was also some blind item in some online, Jezebel maybe or something, years ago that sort of pointed in that direction and pointed to him, but they never said for sure if it was him. So, you know, I do hope that everybody takes a breath and actually proves things first before they ruin somebody's life. But
Kurt, to prove that this can happen to just about anybody, Terry Crews' name is also involved in all this. He was one of the people who says that he was assaulted. If you've ever seen Terry Crews, he's a very, very large, strong guy. You say to yourself, how could somebody pull that off? But his name is involved in this.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that's also the thing. What is sexual assault? And the case with him was on a red carpet, and this high-level Hollywood exec, quote-unquote, supposedly grabbed him in the privates.
Mm-hmm.
That's assault.
Right, right.
You know? And I'm sure, and nothing came of it.
They're changing that now.
And people are still victim blaming, saying, you know, where were these people and why weren't they saying anything years ago? Because a lot of these people were just starting out and didn't want to say anything to ruin their chances of being successful.
Right.
I know that's terrible, but it's also terrible to be in that position of not feeling free to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And I mean, and if you think about it, Terry Crews, like you just said, huge guy.
Yeah.
At the time was already established in two careers, right? And
yeah.
And he didn't feel right just punching the dude, which I think I would have done. But you know, the guy was a powerful person, right?
Yeah.
So you don't do that. You know, you remain professional, even though he's not remaining professional. So, you know, if you think about it with somebody who's young and up and coming, then, you know, if he felt pressure not to do anything, then how would somebody like that feel pressure?
And according to the Daily Mail, Crews said he feared fighting back despite being 6'3 and 240 because he was worried he'd be thrown into jail if all of a sudden he assaulted someone. I decided not to take it further because I didn't want to be ostracized. Par for the course when the predator has power and influence. I let it go, and I understand why many women who had this happen let it go as well. Who's going to believe you? Too many repercussions, he said.
Also yesterday, Robert Knepper, formerly of Prison Break, Steven Seagal, has been accused by a couple of different women, Jenny McCarthy, one of them, of some unusual casting couch sessions. Every day, more and more names keep coming out.
Yeah, but Steven Seagal just made the girls brush his ponytail.
Oh, is that it? How about that? All right, let's do this.
Pull his ponytail.
We'll take a quick break. And then more discussion with Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com, high atop the Mariano's rooftop on Sheridan Road. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt Wagner joins us. You know, Kurt, he's on with us every Friday. He's the head guy over at TVShowPatrol.com. If you like your TV, visit TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, some horrible news for fans of Tom Selleck's show Magnum P.I. John Hillerman has passed away. What can you tell us about John Hillerman?
Well, he played Jonathan Higgins.
Yep. That's one of the best shows. I'm sorry. Magnum P.I. was an awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that lasted a long time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's about all I can tell you. He lived in Houston. He was 84, and he died Thursday, sadly.
I know I had seen him in other episodic television shows, but it was probably Magnum P.I. that people would know him the best. He was kind of the rich, kind of uptight guy that Magnum worked alongside, right?
Yeah. He didn't he assign him things,
I think,
or just work with him somehow.
I think
I'm not quite sure how that went. Yeah.
All right, so he's gone. Very, very sad news. Some big news over at Saturday Night Live. This is kind of a milestone. In all the years of Saturday Night Live, less than a dozen African-American women have hosted the show. It's hard to believe, over 500 hosts during the long tenure of Saturday Night Live, but less than a dozen African-American women. And this is the first time an African-American woman who is a stand-up comedian has hosted the show ever, right?
Wow, yeah. Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
Haddish.
Who?
Haddish.
She was in Girls Trip. Did you ever see the movie Girls Trip
what?
A couple months ago? It was a gigantic hit. She was one of the stars of that. But she joins Oprah Winfrey, Queen Latifah, Taraji P. Henson, Halle Berry, Kerry Washington, and just a few others, a handful of others who have ever hosted the show, African-American women. You'd think there'd be more.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I did not even realize that.
This is one of the, as Wendy just pointed out when she said who, once a year somebody hosts the show that even if you're really up on popular culture, you go, I'm not positive who that is. Very big break for her.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not sure what else. I think she's just mostly been stand-up, right? I don't think she's been in any other series, TV series or anything.
She's very funny. She just played Zanies a couple of months ago, and I heard really good things about her.
She was a series regular on the Carmichael show as well, which was canceled. But I'm looking at her, and I don't really know
her. She was his girlfriend on that, right?
Does it say?
No, she wasn't his girlfriend.
No?
No, that was somebody else. Huh. She might have been his brother's ex, though.
Oh. All right.
Maybe.
All right.
And now that I think about it, that's kind of funny because I would not recognize her because that one was so out there.
Oh, yeah?
But hilarious. Yeah, but hilarious.
And I like that about SNL because sometimes when the hosts are on and I don't know of them, it hips me up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the musical guests, although some probably shouldn't be on the show. Some of them I'm shocked sometimes.
Taylor Swift this week. So you got
I love her.
You got a good one this week.
Plus she's great and I'm sure they're going to put her in a bunch of sketches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. As far as Christmas specials go, the last couple of years, CBS has taken some classic episodes of The Dick Van Dyke Show and of The Lucy Show, and they're doing it again this year, correct? The ratings are always really good when they do this.
Yeah, they are. And this year, the Dick Van Dyke ones are both new, never before colorized.
Not new episodes, just the first time we've seen them in color.
Yeah. Newly colorized episodes, yeah. So one of them is My Blonde-Haired Brunette, which was written by series creator Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
And that was from season one. That's where Mary Tyler Moore dyes her hair blonde because she thinks that Rob has fallen out of love with her.
Hmm. Oh, she was so sweet. Mm-hmm. Oh, Rob. Yeah.
Well, they went out of their way this year to find two episodes that really showcase... you know what, Kurt? When you did that, an elk just came to our window. I've never seen that happen on Michigan Avenue.
Because it's snowing.
Right. It's actually lovely to see him. So they found two episodes that really highlight Mary Tyler Moore, since this is the first Christmas that we have been without Mary Tyler Moore.
Poor thing.
So, yeah.
This is the first Christmas.
Yeah, she just died this past year. So then
the other one is a season three episode called October Eve, and that one is... Laura returns a paint, or she has a painting, and someone paints a picture of her, and he paints it in the nude, even though she posed for it fully clothed. And Carl Reiner plays
the painter.
I kind of remember that one.
Yeah.
God, I loved that show.
Yeah, it's really strange to see these episodes that you've seen so many times colorized, because in your head they are just cemented in black and white, and when you see them looking all kind of shiny and almost new, it throws you.
Do you like it? Because I don't like it.
It's a novel thing for a minute or two, but then I find myself wishing it was in black and white. Isn't that crazy? It's like when they used to, Ted Turner used to colorize classic movies.
I didn't
movies.
Like that either.
I hated it.
Yeah. The technology is better now, so it doesn't look as strange. Like the color doesn't sort of fade in and out as much as it used to, but it's still weird to see them in color.
It really is.
It doesn't look like a watercolor just brushed over the black and white.
If they move fast, the color sort of streaks. You know, it almost like doesn't move with them.
I'm not going to watch until they colorize it and make it cartoon characters.
That would be funny.
Cartoon Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
And Mary Tyler Moore.
What would be more entertaining than an animated Mel Cooley?
Oh,
that
my God.
That would be the best. I would love that. That would be great. And then a bunch of people have sent in text questions for you.
Those are December 22nd, by the way.
Oh, okay. The two Dick Van Dyke episodes and the Lucy episodes. What are some of the text questions, Wendy?
Well, these texts came in even before Kurt was on the line with us. And thanks for letting me get them ready.
Oh, sorry.
Ask Kurt what he thinks of Kevin Probably Saves the World, starring Jason Ritter, son of John Ritter. I love it.
It made Kurt hang up. Oh, there he is.
This is from a texter. The reader loves it.
The texter loves it.
What can you tell us about that? What do you think?
I've only seen one episode, and it was okay, but not okay enough for me to set my VCR to tape it, to record it. So sorry. But I have friends who love it. My friend Amory, who writes about television, loves it.
Ask Kurt Wagner if there will be any new Jesse Stone episodes.
You know what? I am trying to find that out. Somebody emailed me and asked me that question, and I'm trying to find that out, but
and what's Jesse Stone?
It's Tom Selleck, a series of movies he did. He plays Jesse Stone, who's a private eye, I believe.
Oh, much like Magnum PI, huh?
Without the Hawaiian shirt.
It aired on Hallmark, and I emailed Hallmark to answer this reader, but I have not heard back. But it looks like there might be, yes.
And one more, please ask Kurt about 10 Days in the Valley. It's gone and not all episodes aired yet. Thanks. Any news on that, 10 Days in the Valley?
It did not do very well. They might bring it back for a Saturday or Friday night thing or even burn off the episodes this summer, but it wasn't doing well, so I think they just took it off for a while.
All right. What happens if they have episodes left? What do you mean burn them off? Just put them on like...
In the middle of summer.
In the summer and air the whole whatever they have, 13 episodes, and then just do it then.
Or sometimes they'll put them on demand too, right, Kurt? If they have a bunch they didn't show, they'll just throw them on an on-demand service.
Right. They do that too. Yeah. Somebody also asked about the series Nobodies from Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
And that will be back for a second season. I wasn't sure, but I can tell you that now.
That is Kurt Wagner. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. Kurt, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks for the remote.
Absolutely. Drive safe. Just promise us you'll drive safe. That's all we care
thanks,
about.
Thanks, Kurt.
Bye, Kurt. A quick break, some news, and then we'll discuss heroes, the best heroes of the year. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.